if, again, if the blacks and Latinos are 6 times more dependent on public transit than are people who are white. And of course, if you did rural-urban analysis, you would obviously have huge transportation issues in rural communities of all races, Native American as well. When you start talking about then the demographics of the country, which is that by 2032, the majority of the people under the age of 34 in this country will not be white. And when you couple that with unemployment rates in this country, which despite the fact that we hover around 8 to 9% in this bad economy in communities of color and particularly for young people of color can be as high as 50%. And when you start to recognize that the jobs are not in those communities, that the infrastructure like transit is not there, and that, you know, for an economy, you require transit and various forms of transportation in order to have trade, to move goods, to have jobs, to help people get to jobs, to create jobs, then, again, you have to think about how fundamentally important it is for the country to think about the vast majority of people who, for whom we have never made these types of transportation investments. And, you know, the additional piece, I think, you know, that we talk about, but even less so, if we're talking about climate change, and we're talking about the need to control greenhouse gas emissions for our children and our children's children, we can't get there if we don't invest in the capacity for a majority of people in the country to reduce their carbon emissions, which is essentially what we're doing when we avoid transportation investments, transit investments in communities of color.